Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson
Bailey.
Thank you. Bailey? I'm Jackson Bailey, yes.
I'm Adam
Cannavale.
Cannavale.
And yeah. I'm
Cass something.
Cass Prage.
Begins with a P.
Yeah.
Ends with an age.
Prago.
Takes an age to finish.
That's good. That's good stuff. Anyway, today's topic is cavemans. Caveman? Caveman.
No, cavemans.
Yeah.
Cave thems.
Cave thems. What in caveman times do you think you'd have done?
Fuck all. What are you talking about?
Well, you're in cave.
What are the jobs available? Hunter? Gatherer?
Yeah. Berry picker? Meat getter?
That's hunter-gatherer.
Yeah. But we wouldn't have called them hunter-gatherer. We'd have called them berry picker and meat getter.
Would we have? Since English wasn't a thing back then. Well, we had language, dude.
That was language. That's what we have. We talk. Those are words.
I don't think that's true. Anyway, I'd be a...
I'd be a...
Yeah.
Whoa, what's that one? I didn't list that one.
You don't know what that one is?
No. I'm illiterate in caveman times.
We're all illiterate in caveman times. We draw in pictures. We're idiots. We think a fucking deer is a word. It's a deer.
Idiots.
Fucking morons. Do you know what always strikes me?
Yeah.
I remember going to see all the casts of the Pompeii bodies when they...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this is.
So when the Pompeii volcano went off,
Mount Vesuvius erupted,
they... Because the ash fell so quick.
Sorry about the noise, everyone. We're doing this at a live construction site. Go on.
Because the ash fell so quickly, or the lava, something, a lot of people were frozen where they were with what they were doing.
Yeah.
And so you can go and view the casts of people. And, yeah, sometimes they're in embarrassing positions.
Full body casts.
Body casts. But the thing that I noticed.
Did you ride on them?
Best summer ever.
Get well soon, idiot. they're all kind of hot. They're all tanked. They're all ripped.
They ate differently to us.
That's the thing. They're all
not as much, I should say.
It is so great, Cass, to imagine you looking at the bodies, just like biting your lower lip, like damn. Cass, are you okay? Damn.
Well, Cass, it's funny you should say that. Did you see? I think it's a recent discovery. And to be fair, I don't think they would have this on public display. But apparently, there were two people fucking.
That wasn't
on public display, but I have heard about it.
That rules.
Yeah.
Isn't there a guy whacking his dick off too?
Maybe. I don't know about this one.
So.
Which fair.
There's also a lot of graffiti.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the graffiti rules.
Yeah, but graffiti they did, not people writing on casts as if it were, their birthday.
I love the graffiti because the graffiti is all things like this guy has a big dick or this person sucks.
It's never anything like, and often you'll read about we finally deciphered what it means. And it's just like big dick Angus was here.
Go to this guy's house for a good time.
Which rules.
Yeah. No one ever really, when you see ancient Rome or kind of any ancient society depicted in media, you never really see that sort of stuff. But it was so fucking common.
Yeah, well, there we're people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. People don't change.
We're so yuck.
Yeah, exactly.
We're yucky.
We're gross. We're awful.
Also, in addition to that, like Roman society and Greek to a similar extent. Yeah. But these ancient peoples didn't have like Christian morality.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
To put like someone's genitals on display was not that big a
Weren't
deal.
Weren't there like awesome like pottery you could get? Like it was a specific kind that was like horny pottery?
I know they used to make like dildos.
Yeah. I think there was like a specific something and it was like
horny pottery.
Yeah, just like sex acts drawn on pottery. Although maybe I'm thinking about there was a while ago where I was like looking up heterosexual anal sex as represented through history.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to find out how, because there's a lot of like homosexual.
How did my ancestors do this?
How'd they figure it out?
Because this ain't fun. We started doing it for some reason. Maybe what have we changed?
Some ancient technology that we've lost.
It's like the concrete recipe. It's gone. You're like, no, I reckon I can do it.
Maybe we can reclaim it.
In with a good reference. Yeah. I love that.
But I was like, I wonder if, because you see it all the time, especially in like ancient Greek and Roman pottery, two dudes going at it, having the time of their lives.
And good on them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It fucking rules. But I was like, what? You never see like, you know, a fella and a lady doing it, what's going on? And it's really rare for some reason, except in South America, and this is what I think I was getting confused with, where they found some pots and it's all ass play. It's just like the ass play pots from this one city, and everyone's like,
Can we get a clip? I want that to be my ringtone. And it's all ass play. And it's all ass play on the phone. And it's all, sorry.
Oh my God, I'm trying to turn it off.
On the bus, I meant. Yeah. And it's all ass play. Get me an answer my fucking phone finally.
Or you pull it out and just hold it up to everyone on the bus and point at it, like, yeah.
It's all ass play. It's all ass play.
What do you think of that? Hello?
Oh my God,
my doctor.
Oh my God, it's all ass play.
Have you ever seen, there's like, I think it was in England, in London maybe, there was like this massive industry of wood carving and it existed solely for brothels.
Oh, that rolls.
Because a lot of people were still literate at this time, but people needed to know what they were paying for.
That's so good.
They would do like wood carvings of the different sexual acts, put them up behind the counter or whatever, and then people could point at them and they'd be like, that's how much this is.
Here's a thing I think is a thing.
Yeah.
So I remember reading somewhere about these weird carvings that they found somewhere in the British Isles. I don't know where specifically. And they're of witches spreading their ass cheeks and showing their anus off.
No, I have heard about this one. I know where it was.
Yeah.
Buckingham Palace.
Well, there you go. And people are like...
No, I don't. No. I made that up. Yeah.
The Queen carved them herself.
The Queen loves witches. I love corgis and witches spreading it.
But I just, I nobody knows what they
My
are.
My two ancient enemies.
The Queen's get corgis as enemies.
The
close.
Queen's gone senile. Yeah. Is what's happening?
She just has to have both in the house to keep her in balance. She is the exact center of witches spreading it in the corgi.
If she lives long enough, is that inevitable? If people live long enough, do you inevitably go senile, well, or is that like a?
I don't know about senility. Maybe
senility.
Senility.
Oh my!
Is this like that?
Ooh la la!
Like that shot up was like where I talked about frying chicken, and you're both. Acted like I was the fucking queen.
Maybe you bloody ass. Senility.
Yeah, frying chicken. Ooh. And talking of senility. Ooh.
Ooh, the French pronunciation. My.
How would you say it?
Did we? I'm sorry, I didn't realize Sans Pants had foreign pronunciation money. Or does this come from Jackson Bailey's personal coffers? I see why we did this. It's fun. Give it a shot, Cass. Go.
Oh, you're coming in here with your $10 words, showing up, making us look cheap for the people, are you?
I'm sorry, I don't have change for a $10 word.
Do we have to pay you back? Do we have to shout you? If we each put in a $5 word, what do you reckon? A microphone.
Fornication.
There we go.
That's a $10 word.
Oh, not for us. Yeah. That comes down to $5 for our line of work. Senility, on the other hand.
I gotta go on eBay to find fornication.
Secondhand. It's a secondhand word. It's used.
That's a secondhand fornication, my friend. This was used by some guy in fucking Belgrave.
Well, there you go. Never mind then. Yes.
Speaking of things that come secondhand, most houses. How funny is you buy it? You're like, oh, yeah, it's used, but I like it. Actually, this is a rescue house. Its last owners didn't want it. They left.
Some rescue houses.
Like, imagine renting an animal. I guess people do that all the time with like zoos.
Yeah. Oh, are you renting the animal at the zoo?
Yeah, if you get like animals for like a birthday party.
I mean,
reptile party?
The zoo itself is renting the animal.
No. So you know that like you can add a birthday party, you can have a petting zoo.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That is renting.
No, you don't rent animals at the zoo.
It's like, I mean, like, it's a stretch, but I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're paying animals.
Zoos are hotels. Sorry.
No, what?
It's the same principle.
No.
The animals don't check in willingly.
No, we check in at a hotel. Is a zoo house.
No. A hotel is a people museum.
What?
No, so if we're using the analog of houses are animals.
Okay.
So,
all right.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
A hotel is many houses all together.
Uh-huh.
Like a zoo is many animals all together.
Okay, so if you presuppose that an animal is like a house for some
reason. We've already been having this conversation.
No, we haven't.
Rescue animals, rescue houses. We've been having this conversation.
No, he's right.
Yeah, that's
he's
fucking right.
Yeah. But,
fuck off.
You don't. So, but with the. You do, oh, hang on. No, I see what it is. I was going to say, when you go to the zoo.
You started it.
But when you go to the zoo.
Yeah.
You don't get in the animal. No, you don't actually get to own or hold the animal.
Well, you never get in the animal when you. If you buy a dog, a rescue animal or whatever, you don't go in that dog.
Do you know what we need to do?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
If we're supposing that a house is an animal and an animal is a house.
Yes.
Then. I think it's only fair to say that for a house to be a house, an animal can go in it, and for an animal to be an animal, it needs to go in a house. So then they're even, right? They both have a give and take, which means zoos aren't hotels.
Wait, explain your give and take again.
So if a house is an animal and an animal's a house, a house...
Which is an animal.
Yep. A house can be entered by an animal. An animal can go into a house.
True.
And a house can house an animal.
That's the same thing.
So
yep, exactly, cast. Exactly. Yeah. So...
You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. Please finish.
No, that's all right. Yeah. That's all right.
No, I insist.
I'm just hoping.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that when I finish, you won't even need to explain because I'll explain.
No, you definitely will not cover this. But please continue.
So,
yes.
Houses are animals. Animals are houses.
Sure.
Yes.
An animal can go in a house.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So, but a hotel, it's more like little rooms, but let's say
it's houses.
Let's say it's little houses.
Yeah.
You could bring an animal into there.
You could.
Like in theory. Because it's like, you know, service animals and stuff.
Yeah.
If you go to a zoo.
You can't.
You don't actually interact with the animals or houses in this situation.
So.
There's no interaction. The you can't.
I've got a question, but I'll hold it till the end.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you can't. If the zoo animals are the houses of a hotel, houses of a hotel, you interact with, you go in, you use them as a house.
Yes,
use them for the intended purpose.
Uh-huh.
You can't use an animal, but you would be able to interact with an animal. That would be the thing that you do with the animal.
Yeah, my hand is all
so
far.
If you...
Both of us have our hands up. We both have questions. We're saving it for the end.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's very polite. So even if you have a pet, right, and you are renting a pet or your dog sitting
or whatever.
We're
following your logic,
Kaz.
Our question has, my question at least, has nothing to do with your logic.
Okay, but you have the dog in the house.
Uh-huh.
You rent a dog, you hire a dog, borrow a dog, dog sit, you interact with the dog.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It would be more like going to like a house inspection. Anyway, please continue. Adam, you were first.
All right, so. When we began this and when I made the comparison, all we were assuming was that houses were animals and animals were houses and we could make the joke that one was the other.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Now, in that scenario, a hotel and a zoo do share a lot of similarities.
Okay.
They do. They do. Mm-hmm. Because it's many houses. It's many little houses all together. Like a zoo is many animals all together.
Mm-hmm.
You rent to stay there for short term.
Mm-hmm.
In one case, you typically less than a day. And maybe in the other case, several days, but a hotel stay is still typically quite short compared to living in a house.
Okay.
Like how going to the zoo is quite short compared to owning a dog.
Okay.
No buts, not yet. So
you got to put up your hand.
Sorry, yeah, hands up.
So then You started introducing all of these qualifiers. And I accept, yes, that when you start introducing all of that, yes, it falls apart. But that was not established earlier.
I would argue it wasn't together in the first
place. You have done a classic Jackson Bailey where you were like, where I am like this. And you're like, but if we assume this, then actually that. And I'm like, well, yes, if we assume that, then that. Yes.
That means you've won, Cass. That's how you know you've won.
No, this is moving the fucking goalposts. A classic. Anyway, next Jackson. Jackson, then Cass.
Yep, Jackson.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, hey, if you're wishing that you could hear actual comedians joke circles around us and actually be funny, then do I have news for you. BigSoftTitty.png is a show by Demi Lardner and Tom Walker, where they, as my dad calls it, aren't as good as the TV show MASH because they never swore. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad won't talk to any of my coworkers, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for bigsofttitty.png.
It's gone.
Okay, you can have the floor when you remember.
Okay, thank you.
Cass.
I
like going around in circles.
Good.
Maybe in true Jackson Bailey classic, mine's also gone.
Back to me, baby.
he receives returns to power.
If you go to a zoo,
yeah.
My issue is not with all of the qualifiers. It's that the intention is different. So if you buy a house secondhand, it's because you are intending to utilize the house for the house's purpose and live in it. And if you adopt an animal, it's a rescue. It's because you intend to care for the animal and interact with the animal. And I am aware that you look at the animals at the zoo, but there's not really any interaction.
I remember what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
If you went into the enclosures and touched the animals, is it in your mind, Cass, more like a hotel?
Yes.
So could we say that what it's like now is maybe I also take issue with the idea that a hotel is many houses in one, but that's neither here nor there. But could we say then that a zoo is more like when they're building like an estate with lots
display
of different
home.
Houses, but it's you're not allowed in. But you can look at the houses. You just can't go into the houses.
Your rules, both of your rules, are crazy to me. This is absolute insanity.
I would say
you can't go inside an animal, therefore this entire thing.
That's assuming Cass's logic. I mean,
Both of your logics are fucked. You're both crazy. What is wrong with either of you?
No, I'll add to Jackson's.
Thank you.
I would say that if you, in the same way that going to a zoo is kind of a partial interaction, but not with the intention of like owning and housing an animal, I would say going into display homes is the version of going to a zoo. Because you go into the house.
Absolutely.
You observe the house.
Yeah, you're like looking around, but it's not your house. You can't actually have an interaction with the pieces in the house.
I feel like I would be more comfortable with this whole metaphor if you could go inside the animal.
Insanity. Abject. We're not, that's not the point. We're not, we're, the purpose of the animal and the purpose of the house is no longer relevant.
Yeah.
We are discussing one as if they were the other.
But nevertheless, if I could go in the animal like a house.
Well, you can't go in any animal, Jackson.
I could go in some animals.
Whale.
Elephant.
No. We're not talking about physically. You can go into many houses, Jackson, but only select houses. So what animals are you allowed to go in?
Oh, where? Specific.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, in some places I'm allowed to go in animals.
Where?
In
other no, please.
International waters.
No such thing as no laws in international waters. You follow the laws
some
of the
countries
nearest
that have worse animal care laws than others.
Yeah. I don't know if there's a country where it's like, whatever.
I reckon.
You open the book of laws and you get to animals and it's just a like, blank.
Man, well, you figure it out. If I go to a third exists world country, I can get in a cow. tell me I'm wrong.
You can get into the house next door, Jackson, but guess what'll happen if you're discovered?
Yeah, I'll go to jail. So, Eve, I don't even need to go to the third world country.
All I'm saying is, it's one for one here, baby. It's the same fucking thing. If I'd you like, get caught.
Yeah. You well, can go that's into my point. So I can go into an animal.
Yeah, like but then can you can go into any house.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement.
Yeah,
houses are exactly like animals.
I would like every listener right now, 17 minutes, 39 seconds in, odd, to tweet us, you know, at Sans Pants Radio and be like, what are we talking about? Like right now, I want you to summarize what, for the last 10 minutes, this Shut Up A Second has been about. Can you detangle what anyone's point has been?
I know what this is. In my opinion, this is what has happened.
Yeah, please.
Cass made a joke that I thought was quite funny, and I tried to build on. Sure. And then both of you jumped down my fucking throats.
Oh, see, that's
because my joke didn't make sense to you.
Well, okay, so Adam, what he's done right now, do you mind if I speak?
No.
So he said, you've jumped down my fucking throats.
Yeah.
That's getting in an animal, isn't
that's
it?
That's true. That's getting in an animal. We've gotten into an animal.
Figuratively.
Man is the greatest animal of all. So
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, this is... I'm not having this argument again because this is
you
when
ever
I said,
seen a puma, dude?
This is when I said that I am more valuable than a dog and everyone said, what kind of dog?
No!
No, that's a fair question.
No!
I have more value as a creature than a dog. Yes, you're thinking it. I'm seeing it.
You're thinking of a dog getting you a beer right
Everybody's
now.
Everybody's imagining.
He's never gotten me a beer.
Well, yeah. What dog's gotten you a beer?
A dog could get me a beer.
My old dog used to be trained to collect beers.
I could get you a beer.
And have you?
No.
So right now you have the same potential as a dog that could get me a beer?
Okay, Cass, imagine this. There's me and a dog.
I'm there.
And there's a bad man, and he's got a gun, and he's like, pick one. Who are you picking?
What? I'm obviously picking you, but...
Thank you. Adam asked what dog.
I'm obviously picking you, but... I don't know if you heard that, Jack.
What's this butt? What's wrong with people?
Fuck.
I would always pick the human.
Well, then you're an idiot.
No, you would. You'd always pick the human.
Yeah, all right.
You sound like you've convinced yourself, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
No. You'd always pick the human.
No, you'd always pick the human.
Yeah, Cass is just saying that in her convincing herself voice. It rules. I love your convincing yourself voice.
No, I would. Don't make me hear it. I didn't know I had that voice.
You do. It's great. I love it. It's so funny.
Jackson, yeah. I would pick you over any
Thank
dog.
Thank you. Was your butt, though? Wait, yeah. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! She gave a fucking
that
look.
Face!
Yeah, she gave
that
a look.
Face.
She gave a look.
Sorry, I thought about killing a dog. I didn't like it.
Yeah, that's all she thought about, dude. Yeah.
Well, then I
she
thought
also
of, then
was
I
thinking,
thought of a,
what dog?
Yeah, I thought of a dog I knew and it made me sad. But, like, yeah, I'm picking you.
Okay, what if the man's given you the gun and you have to pick?
I shoot the man.
That's me! I'm the man! Oh, no. Okay.
No, you're right. All right. So you're in, like, a container. You can't get out of this container for whatever. It doesn't matter what the container is. You just cannot get out until Jackson or the dog is dead.
Yeah.
You have the gun.
I just wait.
We'll all die.
You've
killed us all.
Oh, then I kill the dog.
Okay, thank you. Right. That's what I like to hear.
Eat the dog.
Yeah.
If the container
is... No, the container
we're out now.
Oh,
we don't have to eat the dog.
All right, you're outside.
But we can.
You're outside. You're in a shipping lane. What do you do?
I'm like, give me the gun.
I'm like, no, Jackson, I've saved your life, as I always promised I would. I told you if it came down to you and a dog, I would do it, but I'd be sad about the dog, especially if it were a dog I knew.
Did you hesitate?
I don't think it's fair to ask me if I'm going to hesitate when killing a living creature.
It's easy to pick.
It doesn't mean it's easy to enact.
I would have done it like that. Fine, keep the gun.
And you're killing the dog.
Every single person that I've ever asked that question has, at the very least, a moment of hesitation where clearly in their head they're like,
no!
Some dogs. No. Clearly there are some dogs people think are more valuable,
do you know what,
than
it
my
is?
Life.
Absolutely.
No, do you know what?
I wouldn't kill you over every dog, but there are definitely a,
which dogs
there are definitely a lot of dogs.
Which dogs?
Ugly dogs?
Adam, that's not how you phrase that sentence. You don't phrase it like, I wouldn't kill you over every dog, because then it implies in most situations I would kill you, Jackson.
It depends, because even ugly dogs are cute at some stages in their life.
Also, it's
but Jackson's funny sometimes.
Oh, no. Being a dog with a job is an improvement. So what? Like an ugly dog with a job, that's a bonus.
Sorry, there's okay. A scale for you?
Oh,
you've
yeah.
got a rubric?
Yeah, of course.
I'm always picking Jackson, but I never dogs? Want to kill a dog.
If it's a hero dog, it doesn't matter how ugly it is. Hero dogs get a pass.
That's great to imagine me kneeling down, hands behind my back, and I look at the dog and I see that it's cute, and I'm like, fuck.
But hang on.
Well,
but
cute by my scale.
Adam, when you say hero dog, do you mean a dog that has done a good feat?
A dog that has done, yeah, a feat of heroism.
Well, then that's one and done. Surely it's never going to do one again. You better take your chances with the younger dog.
I don't know that.
What are the odds, though?
I've got more potential for heroism than a dog.
You moments ago were talking about how it's the dog, no question.
That's not heroism. That's
exactly, yeah. Jackson, correct. You have correctly identified what is not heroism.
That's
and that was something that is something
neutral to kill the dog. Okay, let's figure this out. So,
yeah,
so
please.
Me and the dog.
All right.
Say with 100% either way being you save me or you save the dog.
You are Jackson Bailey. Yeah. In my mind, 9 points.
Okay. Out of a possible.
Out of a. Wow, there's no possible.
Okay.
It's just how many points you earn.
So I start
you
are at nine.
You're at 9 points.
Basic level dog. What does that begin at?
What's a basic?
What? Just the most. I don't know. Like a golden retriever.
Golden retriever. All right. All right. So golden retriever isn't super cute, but golden retrievers are like, I would say on a cute scale, you can get up to 10 points for being cute.
Dog could theoretically
be so cute.
Begin higher than me.
I think many okay. would. All right, so a golden retriever, I reckon, is sitting at a 7.
No, you said 10 is the peak. No, so let's start.
Oh, 10 is max cute points.
Yeah, okay.
I could give a maximum of 10 for cute.
Well, let's assume it's max cute. Because this is going to be me. At,
yeah.
Okay. So not even.
Well, see, things that factor into that, though, is how old is the golden retriever?
Let's say middle age.
Did you want maximum cuteness age?
Yes.
All right. So that's not average, then.
Well, I think what I'm trying to say is I'm looking for the peak dog.
Oh, peak dog. All right. So peak dog is a really cute dog. Mm-hmm. Cute, obviously, depends.
Yeah, it's
cute
relative.
To me is maybe like a Shiba Inu or a pug.
Mm-hmm.
That is 10.
Okay.
So you've got 10 for cuteness.
So it's out of a possible 10.
What cuteness is, but there are other factors.
Okay. So I'm starting at 10 and I am starting at a 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hero dog, on top of that,
mm-hmm.
that's 10.
Okay. So. Okay.
Because it's got to be always more than you.
What if I've done an act of heroism?
You haven't. If you've done an act of heroism, we're rewriting the scale because there's something else.
Okay.
You have not.
Okay.
I'm talking right here, right now, we are transported.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. What else?
Right. We get put in the container,
a dog with
I'm
a job?
Handing you a gun.
Dog with a job is 5 points.
Oh, but what if it's a cop?
Yeah.
Minus 5 points for it. Well, we're talking.
We're talking pinnacle.
Yeah, this is a dog with a job. This dog helps the
also,
elderly.
Like,
maybe
those pork dogs.
I know.
They don't know they're cops.
They don't know they're cops. Exactly.
Yeah, they don't really know.
Yeah, also, if the dog knew it wouldn't be doing.
No, actually, even dog with cop job is cute because sometimes they bite the cop.
That is cute.
They never really know there's drugs there. They just want a treat.
Yeah, that's cute.
Was it you telling me about this?
They
just vibe check the person. The person sees the dog, gets a bit stressed, and the dog's like, that person has drugs because they're stressed.
They're panicking, their heart rate's going.
Or sometimes often, especially with things like, oh, this dog can sniff cancer. Mm. What it'll be is someone with cancer comes along and the dog is like, I sit when I get a treat, right? Sit. And the doctor's like,
like a confirmation bias thing.
It saw cancer.
What else can a dog have? What else can a dog have to get a points?
If the dog, oh fuck, good question.
So cuteness, dog with a job, hero dog. Is there anything else?
Does the dog bark on command?
So tricks.
Tricks,
I guess
you want...
No, specifically bark on command.
Yeah, let's say.
That's 3 points.
Okay.
Other tricks are 2.
Per trick?
Yeah, per trick.
Okay.
Per trick!
Yeah.
Jackson.
I've got no chance.
See, this is what I'm saying, but this is perfect dog.
Yeah, but it seems like even... Okay, so let's say perfect dog, let's round that to about 40 points. Okay, all assuming right. It's got heaps of tricks.
Sure, yeah.
It can bark on command. So we're talking 40. Now let's talk worst possible dog.
Well, that's 0.
Okay.
That is an ugly dog at an ugly age for the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no tricks.
No tricks.
It's done.
No job.
Done a crime.
Unemployed.
Unemployed.
Yeah, villainous act.
No, plus one. It's unemployed.
Okay, so no matter what, every dog has at least 1 point.
Yeah. No, they can get negative points.
Okay, but let's say.
Yeah, they can get negative points.
So
if
what's,
they're bad.
So let's say negative 40 is the worst possible.
But if they're bad, they've been trained.
Yeah,
all right. Wrong.
Maybe 3 is minimal.
Okay.
Naughty's also cute.
So every dog starts at a 3. Okay. Yeah. Worst possible dog, 3. Best possible dog, 40.
Sure.
I am always 9. Okay. Now, let's try and figure out the average dog. Okay.
Well, if it's between 3 and 40, surely we're sitting mid to late 20s, right?
Yeah, I would imagine. So that's a dog that knows a couple of tricks.
This
a dog
is what
that's,
I'm saying. Some dogs.
That's pretty. Well, it seems like most dogs.
Yeah.
Well, the average is above you, correct? Yeah.
So the average, I would say, like, mid-20s to 30, because a lot of dogs know sit and drop at least.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, this is different because we're talking Cass's scale now, which will be different to mine.
Yeah, oh, no, sorry. I'm not in this.
Cass says she's always going to pick me after some
hesitation. I'm always picking Jackson.
All right. How many points is Jackson?
Yeah, how many points?
All of them. I'm always picking Jackson. I will always feel bad about the dog.
Yeah.
There will be situations in which I feel...
That's fair.
Really bad about the dog.
That means that Jackson is 41 points.
Okay.
That's what that means.
Oh, so 41 is the max?
No. If she's always picking you and the maximum for a dog is 40,
then I am always
saying you're 41.
I am 41
at least,
points.
At least
Jackson's
41.
Jackson's 100.
Okay.
All right,
well, apparently it's not out of anything, Cass.
It's just how many points you can score. Well, see, all we're saying is love is quantifiable.
All we're saying is that in most instances, unless it's a bad dog, Adam will kill me with a gun. That's the takeaway. That's what we've learned here today. I would always pick the dog. Well, now maybe I'd pick you.
That's fair.
If I stood there with a gun and there was a dog and I'm like, the dog has yet to betray me.
It's very funny to imagine.
That's worth 42 points.
Yeah. It's very funny to imagine you, me, and a dog in the crate.
Yeah.
And then we both have guns. And all the instruction is that one of the three of us needs to die. And we're slowly drawing on each other.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
I know I'm done. I am out.
You might draw me first.
Yeah, okay. The only way I win
it
is
depends
if I
on the dog.
You.
You got to quickly look at the dog, size
gotta
up the
do
dog.
Do a quick assessment. Every dog I see from now on, I'm going to give a quick once over and be like, is it better than me?
Quick once over and just in your mind be like, 10, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
negative
10. Shit.
fuck. Got to get rid of the dog. What if I kill the dog? Then there's no dog. Easy choice.
Yeah, that's fine.
Then you wouldn't kill me?
No, I wouldn't.
But
there's no need to shoot you.
Does that lower my value?
Oh, yeah. The next time you get put into this situation.
Jackson, at 9 right now, I'm assuming you would kill a dog.
Yeah, that's
as
true.
I've learned, because you're like, I would always shoot the dog.
So then when you see...
Your score of 9 factors in that you kill dogs.
It's crazy my score of 9 factors into this situation. Well, this has been... I mean, like, I knew. None of this is news to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, we already knew.
I knew that every single person I ask... As at least, I mean, Adam obviously is like, you, no question. But
I feel like I'm the most honest because with me, you know where I stand.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's nice. I think most people in the situation, even if they think they'd kill the dog, would have a moment of hesitation and would kill the dog. That's my belief.
Yeah, well, you don't want to kill
Nobody
something.
Wants to kill a dog.
No, and you don't want to kill something without thinking, is there another way to get around this?
Yeah.
That would be weird.
What about this? And I don't know if this will change anything for you, but here's an interesting question. What if you don't know the person? Just a random dog, random human being.
Well, then I would think it's a trick and they've swapped the brains over.
What?
I would think it's. I would.
That rules that that's your first thought. Yeah, you're like, someone swapped this dog in, man. You're tricking me. I'm going to kill the dog, and that's going to be the man. And the man's going to turn up at you and be like, what? And you're going to be like, no.
Yeah, that's my first thought.
Or alternatively, you shoot the man, the dog turns around and is like, thank you.
You made the correct choice. And now we flee here together. My name is Barnabas. Away. I've been raised in these laboratories my whole life. Yeah. Well,
what about you, random man, random dog?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question. Here's the problem. Oh, no. Actually, all right. I would talk to the person if I could. Am I allowed to talk?
No, let's say you're no talking.
All right.
But you can get a history of the person.
I'd get the history.
Yeah, okay.
What's.
Well, is there a pinnacle person and a negative person?
Well, let's start. The person I'd have to, in my mind, start, because I've got this for dogs, but I don't have this for people.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd need to make up the points.
You'd need to really quickly make up some kind of rubric to figure it out.
I guess negative it would three. Basically
cuteness.
No, actually,
just yelling at the dog. 20 to remember that. Okay. Jumped up 11.
Yeah, I guess it'd be actually the same system. Yeah. Do they have a job?
How cute are they on a scale of 1 to 10? Yeah, hero person?
It'd be similar.
Yeah.
Or hero person. Yeah,
For sure.
I think a hero, I think on average, people would do better than dogs.
Yes. I think so. You know, as much as I'm claiming my life has more value than a dog's, I'm not claiming every human's life has more value than a dog's.
So you think you're better than other people?
Yes, absolutely, Cass. How is this news?
Yeah, come on. This is like. Day one,
Day
Jackson
one's.
Bailey.
Yeah, exactly. This is Jackson Bailey 101. They come in, they sit down, they write narcissist on the board, and they draw my little gnome face, and then they go, why?
He doesn't deserve it.
If he looks like a garden gnome and a computer programmer had a baby, why does he think so highly of himself?
You love comparing yourself.
I look heaps like Bill Gates. I don't know why.
Bill Gates has never had a beard. Like
yeah, okay,
that.
Not Bill Gates, but Steve Bill Gates' Wozniak. Friends. Yeah,
look up vibes
Steve,
though.
Look up Steve Wozniak. You look heaps like Steve Wozniak.
All right, let's give it a.
Let's call you Wozza.
Okay. Oh, the Wozzo.
The Wozzo.
I love that.
I'll take it.
Where did the Wozzo come from?
That's a rude
from?
Thing you've said to me.
No, not modern day. Look him up in like the '70s.
Yeah, is that him?
Yeah,
I do. I've got that 90s, I wish, and I've... It's still rude.
It's not that rude if it's accurate.
It's rude to both me and Steve Wozniak.
How is it rude to both of you? Surely one of you's coming off good.
Well, it's rude to Steve Wozniak.
I like you looking at modern day pictures of him, but I was like, yeah, that is rude. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah,
like, Jackson, you look heaps like gray-haired, big-faced Steve Wozniak.
Nah, well, him in like the 70s.
It's always been my dream. I wish I was in 80s.
This picture here. Show me this picture. Maybe this one. No, that picture, no.
But look, if I go...
Oh, that one.
This
that one?
One
there. Yeah, that one. You.
Describe the picture. I can't see it.
Okay, he's leaning casually. Oh, you know what? I'm just going to show you. Just come around.
But it's audio. Describe for the people.
You can describe it for the people.
Okay. Let's have a look.
And then
I'm so
there was
sorry,
Apple
everyone.
Is the name of the picture.
Yeah.
It's from Apple II history.
Yeah. Steve Wozniak. There he is.
Yeah.
Big computer glasses.
Yeah. Okay. He looks like a big man.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look like a big man.
Not
weight-wise. He's I see.
Physically, he looks like a big man.
Yeah, he's large looking. He's got that big caveman face, you know?
He does a bit, yeah.
So imagine a himbo.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Obviously not in this case.
Yes.
He's clearly very intelligent.
Yes.
But, like, you're watching a TV show and there's a... Oh, do you know...
I'm still chuckling at you looking at modern.
this is only, I don't know this person, this is only vibe-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in The Princess Bride, a little bit Andre the Giant's character.
Yes, yeah.
Gentle, big, he seems kind with the face. I'm looking, again, I don't really know this person.
Yeah.
But he's smiling and he's got like those big glasses.
He's sort of got the vibes like he'd be like, hey, can I show you a trick? And you'd be like, yeah. And then he'd crush an apple in his hand. That's the kind of vibe
He seems nice.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, can I show you a trick? And then you got a 50-50 chance of him crushing an apple or showing you a cool magic trick.
Yeah, very true. But can I just Google 70s computer programmer?
Is he a nice person?
I don't know, to be honest.
And we, and then, okay, well, I don't look like that guy, but I look like this guy.
A bit, sure.
So you've just Googled 70s computer programmer and that's all
the,
that. There you are.
That's the vibe.
All I'm saying is you don't look like Bill Gates. I got a friend who looks heaps like Bill Gates.
I don't look like Bill Gates.
His name is Bill Gates.
I'm, fr- friends with Bill Gates.
Best friend, Billy Gates.
Now, he looks like Patrick.
Yeah. Here,
go back to that picture of Bill Gates. Scroll down. It was here. Scroll down. The one where he's...
Yeah.
That looks... How much is that basically my friend Patrick?
I wish I looked like this photo of Bill Gates.
It's the one where he's leaning on the Microsoft. He's like on a table.
You say leaning, but it's a full recline.
Yeah, it's reclining, truly you're is. Right. Anyway, I wish I looked like one of the hot boys from the Lost Boys. No.
Yeah,
the Lost Boys where they're vampires. Is that the one? Okay, Adam's just Googled Frieza from Dragon Ball Z.
It was one of the most recent searches.
He looks like a rat, man. That's cool.
Frieza does look a little... actually, I take it back.
I think he looks like a mouse. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam Bailey.
I've been Cass Bailey.
I have more value than a dog. Goodbye. Debated.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.